I'll keep it brief tonight, but I did want to start by saying a big thank you to Vizarts for having me, to Frank, who so graciously hung those for me from the ceiling. And working with Nancy and the dancers was amazing. I really enjoyed the collaboration, and then seeing what they had to share with us tonight was really informative and made me think about my work in a different way. So I guess I'll start with kind of talking about this exhibition. So I entitled it Bedclothes, and I really am into that word lately. I kind of like the idea of these things being abstractions of textiles in the home, or things that are from the domestic space that are supposed to bring us comfort, but also pairing that with my mismatched relationship with art history and the standing of painting and sculpture and craft materials and my own version of how I want to put those things together. So this piece in the middle was the first piece that I made for the show, and I was trying to figure out what kind of exhibition it belonged in. It's a departure from some former work where I was upholstering large wooden structures and then stitching flowers onto the surface, and the flowers are made out of ceramic. And I had originally started doing that because I wanted to make bigger work and have it be less fragile and be able to ship it off to shows and, you know, all the logistical things I have to think about. And so this is a departure. It's a little bit more furniture-based. This piece is entitled Bed Made, and it really prompted me to really think about quilts and blankets and curtains and towels and things that we would normally be invited to touch, but you can't necessarily touch them in the gallery. And clearly the motifs that are on this are made out of ceramic, and so they are breakable, and they're stitched onto the surface, and they become the most permanent part of the piece. Eventually the fabric will break down, the wood will break down, but the ceramic, it might break, but it will be intact for thousands of years. And then like this piece on the wall called Sashing, Empty Middles, I was thinking about all of the quilts that my grandmothers have made over the years and kind of being invited to the table as a kid to help these women who were gathered as a community to make things that were comforting to people in the community. And so I wanted to make a quilt that was bright and inviting, but also would not do the job it should do. I mean, I'm stitching through vinyl, I'm attaching these heavy flowers to the surface, I'm stuffing the edge with scraps of flannel. And also, I was really drawn to this vinyl because my background is in ceramics, and where I was thinking about the surface and building that up and having different layers of opaqueness, but also transparency. And so the vinyl, to me, is kind of acting like a see-through yellow glaze, and how I can strip it away from the form and just have it be itself. And also, it's more of an industrial material than a comforting material. This piece behind me is called Heavy Edges, and I'm really most excited about this piece. I think this is where my work is going to be going next. If you haven't had a chance to look at it closely, the rope that's stitched onto the entire perimeter of it is actually terracotta. It's ceramic that I've rolled out into coils and twisted and fired and then hand-stitched onto the edge. And I just love the way it droops and it pulls. And instead of my focus being on a pattern that could be on the surface of something, I'm focused on the edge with this one. And also, I mean, you guys won't be able to hear this, but when I move it, it has the most beautiful wind chime sound. And it's terrifying to move, because while I was working on it, I kept breaking it as I was working on it, and so I had to figure out systems to keep it in one piece. And then over here, we have three more pieces. This little guy over here on the column is called Together, and that's really an abstraction of kind of material play and two pillows being bound together, and things that are soft and moving, but things that are also vinyl and stiff. And then these two pieces entitled Quilt Number One and Number Two, I'm trying to think of the quilt as a painting, but also getting to that essential kind of drooping, folding over thing that quilts do so well. Thinking about quilt racks and the accumulation of handiwork and thinking about them existing in space, but also being flat, planular pieces. And so my hope is when they're hanging here, you can also see the other side from outdoors. And I've used vinyl on like this part so you can see through. And some of the material is like cotton or canvas or muslin that I've painted on and stitched through. Any of the motifs are, again, are fired terracotta. And I'm just interested in seeing how my motifs and my patterns that I've long used in my work transform and translate between materials and processes, and how I can change the scale of my work through doing that as well. I'm happy to take questions if anyone has a question.
What kind of sewing machine do you have?
So I have a few. I have like a beater machine that I send all the rough stuff through that I don't care about. It's like a 1980s Brother machine that I got when I was a kid. And then I have a couple other ones that I kind of switch out as needed. I also do a lot of the stitching by hand. I mean, right now I'm really into the vinyl, but I also like canvas. I like the integrity canvas has, and that you can really do a lot to it and it'll still be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about, you said that you worked with the performers, and I'm curious about how you felt watching them perform with your work, but then also if you worked with performers in the past at all with your art objects and how that process has gone.
Yeah, so I've never worked with dancers before. The program I went to for grad school, Ohio State, has a really big dance grad program, and so a lot of the art grads interact with the dance grads. I never did when I was in school, but I'd always wanted to. And when I was a kid, I was a dancer. I danced for many, many years. And so I've always wanted to see how these things kind of interacted with the body. But because my work is mostly visual and not performance-based or kind of functional-based, I've not had the chance to yet. And so in the workshop, I just kind of talked about how the skin of my objects can be full or how deflated can they be, how can the weight of different materials impact the piece. And I loved seeing what they did tonight. It was really special. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.